I have Mike Morris with Open Mic. Kevin Dietz is with me as always. And today I'm really excited for this episode because Thornetta Davis is here. We're going to talk about her childhood. We're going to talk about blues. We're going to talk about her upcoming events and songs and my TV commercial that she put her beautiful song, Everything's Going to Be All Right, on, and lots more. You're not going to want to miss this episode, so stay tuned.
Joining us this morning is Mike Morris and Detroit's Top 30. Mike Morris is in here to tell us about the backpack giveaway.
Adapt and change things up a little bit every year.
So I'd like to welcome my guest today, Thornetta Davis. Thank you so much for coming on Open Mic.
Thank you, Mike. I'm so glad to be here.
And welcome, of course, Kevin Dietz.
Hello, everybody.
Thornetta, you know I'm a huge fan of yours.
I'm a fan of yours, too.
Aw.
Even though I have not had use of you, thank God.
Thank God. I don't ever want to represent you.
Right.
I don't get hurt. We need you in this world. Your beautiful soul and voice.
Thank you.
And we met, of course, 2016, mm-hmm. when you agreed to do a Super Bowl commercial with us.
Yes, yes.
And I want to get into all that. But first, one thing I like to do when we get into these podcasts, I want our listeners and our viewers to know who you are, because they hear your beautiful music, they hear your songs, they see you in concert, they see you on TV. Yeah. But who is Thornetta Davis?
I am a Detroit girl. Born and raised, love my city, love representing my city, and just connected through my heart, you know. And so just to be able to sing, I'm a singer. I love to sing. I've always loved to sing since I was a little bitty thing. Didn't really go to church, where everybody assumed I raised up in church singing, but it was for me just singing with the music that was playing around my house or on TV. I wanted to be a star from early on. I admired all the Motown acts. Diana Ross was my favorite when I was little. And as I grew up, I started admiring all the other soul singers, Gladys Knight, Aretha Franklin. I wanted to be them.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been down to the Motown Museum and seen what's going on with all that new stuff?
Not yet.
Nor have
I. Not yet. But I look forward to it. I'm thankful that it's happening. Finally, you know.
So you listen to them on the old records back in the day and try to emulate them.
I love the way they dressed. I've always loved sparkly things. And so, I'm always sparkly myself.
You have lots of bling on today. It's beautiful.
Thank you. This ring is actually by a friend of mine, Milton Bennett.
Hold that up to the camera. Hold that up to your camera over here. It's beautiful. Is that a local Detroit artist?
He's a local artist. You can find him on Instagram, too.
Okay. So. And so where'd you go to high school?
Southeastern High School, Jungleers, graduated in 81. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, we're all around the same age. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, were you young enough to see acts in person? Like, you know how they would sing on the street corners and things like that?
No, I'm like coming right behind that. My husband James is all a part of that.
Yeah.
About 10 years.
We're about 10 years difference. Yeah, because you and I are about the same age.
I'm 56, and so, I came in a little bit below that. I saw all the TV acts when they was on, TV, when they would go, "Black people are on television." All of us would run to the TV.
So what was your first big break?
Ooh. I guess coming out of high school, I sang with a group called Joss, and then I formed another group called Chanteuse, group of girls. And then after that, I kept going to jam sessions around the east side of Detroit, and I ran into a group of guys called the Lamont Zodiac and the Love Signs.
Wow, and that's a name.
Yeah, it is. And they used to do soul and blues music. And they heard that I could sing, so they asked me to get up and sing background. And then I kept going to sing background, and the audience would go, "Let the girl sing." And I said, "Okay, what would I do? I don't really know blues." And he goes, "Well, do you know any blues?" I got one blues song, and I did Stormy Monday. And then that's when the leader of the band, asked me to be a part of the band because they were going through a transition. Lamont didn't feel like singing anymore, and they changed their name to the Chisel Brothers.
Lots of different bands you've been in.
Yeah. And then it became Chisel Brothers featuring Thornetta Davis, and that was my first regular paying gig.
And your first album looks like it came out in 1995. Is that something right?
Yeah, after I had been the Chisel Brothers for about 10 years.
Okay. So you didn't do any albums with them?
I did an album with them, the Chisel Brothers featuring Thornetta Davis.
Oh, okay. Is that available on iTunes?
No, I wish it was. It's hard to find. If you got one, it's real obscure, you know.
Probably worth a lot of money.
I think they released it over a label in Europe. Yeah.
Your husband's nodding that it's worth a lot of money.
We don't even have it.
What?
I got a copy.
All right, I
got
to find this.
I don't have an actual
one. Ryan, help me find
one.
This.
I put it out there on Facebook. Anybody got a copy? And somebody made a copy and sent it to me in my mail. But that's all I have.
On like a, not on a cassette or anything like that.
They had it on a disc.
A disc.
Yeah. But,
That's
yeah.
great. And then your first solo album, Sunday Morning Music.
Yeah.
What year was that?
That was 90. That was released in 96. 96,
Now, is
yes.
that out there?
That's out there.
On
you
iTunes?
Can get that on iTunes, okay. Spotify. Yeah, that was released on Sub Pop, the same label that had Nirvana.
And then soon after that, I see that some of your songs are being used on HBO and The Sopranos yeah. and things like that. That's pretty exciting.
Xena Warrior Princess.
Oh, yeah, I got to sing on that, too. The song Cry off of Sunday Morning. The producer of The Sopranos called me. And I didn't have cable, so I didn't know what The Sopranos was. I thought it was a TV show about singers. And so he said, I love your music, and I'd love to use one of your songs, so can I license it? And I said, yeah. And so next thing I know, it's booyah, got a really nice check, bought my first car.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So
What kind of car was it?
It was a Diplomat. It was a Dodge Diplomat. It was old, but it was pristine, like kept in really good condition. And so I drove around with that thing for at least 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. That's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. And you did lots of backup singing too for some famous people.
Yeah. Well, I sang background for Kid Rock, Bob Seger. I opened up a lot of gigs with famous people, B.B. King, Ray Charles.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did people treat you as a backup singer? Were they embracing? Did they?
Yeah, I was always treated very well. Very well with them. I only sang on the records. I didn't get to tour. I got to do some gigs. I performed background with Kid Rock when he did President Obama's first inauguration.
Wow.
Yeah, we were doing the MTV inaugural ball, so I got to go there with him.
Wow, that's
yeah.
neat.
That's fantastic.
How was working with Kid Rock? You know, he's a controversial dude.
Yeah, he is. He always treated me well.
Good.
That's all I can say. I never had any bad treatment from him.
That's good.
And I pray for him every day.
And you sing at lots of festivals. I mean, uh-huh. I have a list of festivals here. Lots in Michigan. You also travel.
Yeah.
Is that fun?
Oh my God. Since the release of the album, I've done Monterey Jazz. I've performed in Italy twice.
Wow.
Prior to the album, I've done touring in Italy. I would go there every year for about 4 or 5 years. With a particular promoter. But since the album, I've done a lot more stuff, and I got great stuff coming.
Are we talking about the second album now?
This is Honest Woman.
Honest Woman. And that mm-hmm. came out?
2008. When did it come out? 2016.
And that's yeah. when we met.
Right.
And that has the song Everything's Gonna Be All Right on it, which we're gonna get
right.
into in a bit. And then somebody told me you recently played at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, I'm singing with a performance artist named Taylor Mack. I've been with him for about 3 years now too, singing background. And he's giving me and another sister from Detroit, Stephanie Christian, lead parts where we can get out and stretch out and sing our own songs too.
That's what's that like? Amazing. I was reading that you started with like a talent contest at the age of 15.
Uh-huh.
And I'm kind of picturing what that room might have looked like. Then I'm picturing you at the Kennedy Center and
right.
what that might have looked like.
Oh,
what is
my
that
God.
Like to go from something so simple to something so grand?
It's surreal. It's surreal because you're standing on the stage where they host all of these fabulous Kennedy Center shows, and you think, I can't believe I'm here. And at this time, he's letting me do, in his show, Taylor Mack is so generous. He wants us to show, he showcases us to do our own step out song. And I'm thinking, I'm getting ready to go sing a song in front of this audience. And it was packed.
Yeah.
To the rafters. And I'm like, God, this God brought me here. This has been my whole life, wanting my dream to sing on a stage like this, in a place like this, in front of thousands of people.
Do you get nervous, or do you have a routine that you go through
every time?
There's a
nervous thing. I breathe. I just start breathing, and and knowing that I'm in the right spot. I'm meant to be here. So, yeah, the nerves go away.
Do they always refer to you as a Detroit woman?
Queen of the blues.
That's fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good, because I'm looking at some of your comments from the New York Times. Mm-hmm. A hearty, formidable set of optimistic blues. Mm-hmm. The New York Music Daily, a passionate Lincoln Center debut by charismatic Detroit singer Thornetta Davis. Yeah. I mean, these are like wonderful accolades.
Thank you. Yeah,
and thank I mean, you. I mean, it's just getting better and better. And how are the albums doing? I mean, are they selling? Are
you getting, yeah, my Honest Woman is doing really well. By me being an independent artist, I promote my own stuff. I pay for all the promotion, and where I can. So these things that are happening right now, even your commercial is helping me get more attention to my album.
So let's talk about the commercial. Mm-hmm. You know, Ross Lerner at Lerner Advertising is my amazing creative person, and they make all my commercials for me. And he came to me in 2016, and I, you know, mm-hmm. I was personally going through some stuff.
Okay.
And he said, I was at a blues show, and I heard Thornetta Davis singing this song, Everything's Gonna Be All Right, and I thought of you, Michael, and I want you to hear it. And he played it for me, and it touched me deep.
Wow.
And I said, do you think she'd let us use this song and our Super Bowl commercial, because you know our Super Bowl commercials have turned into a thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we spend a lot of energy and time on those and try to make them meaningful. Some are funny, some are, you know, whatever. Yeah. We're just trying to make them special. And I thought, this song will make this commercial special. So before we talk more about the song, I don't even know when the last time you saw it was, but let me play it for you.
And I believe in this town. If you've been injured, you call me. Let's go for the win. We won.
855 Mike Wynn.
Wow, I get chills just
me just too when I see it.
Do you?
Yes.
So tell me about the song.
Okay.
How you wrote it?
Yeah.
And you came up with the music?
Yeah. Well, I told the guys I wanted a Train I Ride kind of groove, you know. And it just came. When I write a song, it's like God just went put it in my head, and I can hear the melody, I can hear the words, and I just sing it.
Was anything going on in the world, in your life, that you needed a boost of that everything's going to be all right? Or?
Yeah, you know, for me, like, it took me 20 years to do the whole album. The very first song was Am I Just a Shadow, and I wrote that in 1996. And every year since then, I've been writing songs saying, this is going to be on my next record. And it was a lot of me waiting for somebody else to do the producing and the putting of the record out. I thought I needed a record label and a great producer to do it. I didn't know that I could do it. And as the years went on, you know, times have changed. You get the social media and a lot of folks, young people, I get inspired by them because they just go for it. They don't wait for a record label. You know,
they self-publish.
They just self-publish, right? And everything. And so after doing that, I realized I turned 50, and by 50 I had a goal, and it wasn't met. Mm. The album still hadn't been recorded. People were recording stuff all around me. My musicians had recorded like a bunch of albums themselves, and here I am still sitting on waiting on somebody else. And so I just called the guys and went to the studio and recorded the first 5 songs. And I don't know if I Believe was on that list of songs yet. Yeah, it was on that list of songs because I only got the core 5 rhythm section guys.
What was your reaction when the commercial came out on the Super Bowl? Did people stop you and say, oh my gosh,
my phone lit up.
Yeah.
Right after the commercial ended, my phone just started ringing. Oh my God, Thornetta, I just saw you at Super Bowl. Congratulations. And I'm like sitting there going, whoa. It blew me away. It blew me away. So, yeah.
So did it help put the song on the map?
I think so. A lot of people come up to me after that. I believe. You know, it was so funny how I, when you guys asked me to do this, we were at the Dirty Dog, and I didn't know you were there.
Right.
And Ross comes up to me. He comes up to me, goes, I believe. I'm like, so you know my song? He goes, yeah, can you do that song now? We just ended our hour set. Right. And
he's said, persistent, isn't
he? He's very persistent.
And he made you do the song even though you were done.
Yeah, he goes, I got Mike Morris in here. You got to do the song. I said, guys, get back on stage.
I hope he tipped you well.
No, he didn't tip. This is good enough.
I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, so, that song warms my heart, makes me feel good. I think about it when things aren't going so well or when I need a boost. You know, Thornetta said everything's going to be all right. And guess what? Everything is all right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Everything from that time. And yes. I bumped into you. You were doing a local concert in a mm-hmm. local neighborhood. And you didn't know I was coming. And I didn't know you were playing. And I walked across the stage and you stopped singing. You said, Mike Morse. Yeah. And we hugged. And then you sang the song for me. Mm-hmm. And thank you.
I always believed it.
Yeah. Thank you for the song. And thanks for doing the commercial. And... you know, who knows? Maybe there'll be more in the future.
I'm praying on it. My husband wants it to be on a Tigers game or something.
Oh.
On the seventh inning stretch or something.
We can do that. Are you still writing?
I'm still writing. But I'm still promoting this album.
What's that feel like knowing that you touch people that way? I mean, you're singing because mm-hmm. it's a gift and you must love to sing. But mm-hmm. the impact that you have on other people has got to strike you sometimes as being special.
It does. It is special. I believe that's what I'm here to do. Because a lot of years, even without the big recognition, people have always told me that I have that effect on them. And so I believe that's what God gave me. That's my mission. We all have a mission. And I thank God that I feel like I know what it is. You know, I'm here to help uplift, be a part of the healing course on this world. There's so much bad stuff going on, and it affects me, you know, spiritually. And I'm like, okay, God gave me this, and this is what I have to do, whether I make money from it or not. That's the icing on the cake. But this is what I'm here to do. I'm here to be a positive force.
I love that you are such an ambassador for the city of Detroit. Mm-hmm. But what through your eyes, take me through the decades, because it's been quite a transition mm-hmm. from the 60s mm-hmm. to now. Mm-hmm. We've been through a lot.
Yeah.
How did you see it through your eyes, and where do you see us today?
Especially as far as my city, we're growing. We're getting better and better. I would like for the race relations to be even closer. You know, in my world, I love everybody, but outside of that, I don't know if everybody loves everybody. I see a lot of negativity with the different races together. And this city was known for being racist, and I don't want it to be known for that anymore, you know.
Yeah, ever since the race riots, really, Detroit kind of got that image.
Right.
And it jumps back up all the time, doesn't it?
All the time. So I'm always promoting love one another. And everybody, there's bad, good and bad in everybody. So you just got to know that we are loving beings, and you work toward that. You focus on that part and learn how to be forgiving. That's the hardest part, to forgive.
And I think also, I just get the sense that you're someone who doesn't surround yourself with people who are like that. Like, you don't have time for that.
I don't have time for that. I pray for you, but I move on.
Right.
You know.
How often are you performing these days? Or is it weekly, monthly?
I've been doing a lot of traveling.
Have you?
And I'm getting ready to leave Saturday to go do an international legendary blues cruise.
What?
I've been trying to get this cruise for over 10 years, and now they want me.
Tell me, where are you going?
We're going to the Western Caribbean, Maya Costa, Honduras, and some other cities. I should have wrote all this down. Wait,
no, that's okay. Wait, so it's a week cruise?
It's a whole week.
And there's going to be other
four shows. It's all...
lots of performers.
A whole lot of performers.
Is it the blues cruise?
It's the blues. That's what it is, literally. This company puts together this cruise twice a year. once in October and once in January, and for a whole week it's nothing but blues and
music.
Oh my
God, I wish I would have known about that.
That sounds fantastic.
Are you flying down to Miami and taking
a fly down to Florida, Fort Lauderdale, get on the boat Sunday and keep it going for a week.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
What's the name of the cruise ship if anybody wants to hop on before?
Holland. It's the Holland. It's sold out.
Oh.
It's sold out months in advance.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
So do you have a website that tracks your, give our listeners to the website.
It's ThornettaDavis.com.
Easy.
Can't go wrong.
No. And you're on, you're on Instagram. I follow you on Instagram.
Spotify, Facebook, all my Facebooks. And I'm the only one working them, so.
You're working them yourself?
Yeah, I'm working them myself. If you send me a message, you're sending them straight to me.
We'll take a picture today for all the social stuff.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Did you think, as a little girl growing up in Detroit, that you would get to see the whole world? I mean, it's so amazing. And do you get to see it when you're on the road?
Yes, I do. We went to Italy, and we went to Perugia and Trini. And this time, my girlfriends that I grew up with, they sing background with me, and we always thought this since we were 15 and 16 that we were going to be doing this, and they're traveling with me, so it's full circle. Everything's coming back around.
That's great.
So my husband gets to go too.
Yeah, he looks
happy. He's in the band.
He's in the band.
Yeah.
How many band members do you have?
I have, well, with me, 8 all together. And then sometimes I have horn players, so that makes 10.
I love the horns.
Or 11.
I love it when you bring the horns.
Mm-hmm, me too.
That to me, that just, I just goes deep.
I did the jazz festival this year with the horn players.
Right. Yeah, I see all your awards. I'm not going to, tons of awards. I love that your website will have next time you're playing in Detroit and the surrounding areas. So if people want to come out and see you, if I want to come out and see you.
Mm-hmm. And please do.
I'm coming.
Okay.
I'm coming to watch you. I don't get to see you all that much. But I'm thrilled that you came to visit us today.
Thank you.
And I hope people get to download your music because it really is inspiring and beautiful and touching. And you know.
And so are you with everything you do, with the kids, the backpack. Oh, my God. You're just a beautiful person. And I really am glad to be associated with you.
So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
We did a big backpack event this year in my parking lot here at the Mike Morse Law Firm parking lot, and we had 5,000 or 6,000 people come this year, and it was just, we thought 250 people were going to come. This coming year, this coming August-ish, we don't have a date yet, 2020, if you're in town, will you come and do a few songs for
the crowd? Heck yeah.
You would? Thank you.
Yeah.
Because these are...
I got tracks.
These are...
If I can't get the band, I got the tracks.
Well, right. But just whatever. The crowd was so nice. They had to wait for the backpacks. So
yes.
We had 6,000 people
I'd
here.
I'd love to be a part of that.
Thank you. We thought about entertainment, and what a better person than you.
Thank
you. I love that you love the backpacks. I love you.
I love you, too.
Thanks for coming. And I hope to see you soon, and enjoy the cruise.
Honey, this is the best thing that I could be doing right now before we get on that boat. Yeah, we did something else cool, really cool. What was it, honey, a couple of days ago? Oh, I got a new music video coming out.
Really?
For one of the songs on the album. It's called Am I Just a Shadow? And it's going to be epic.
Where'd you shoot that?
At a house on the east side of Detroit. And it's telling a story.
And it was you're happy with how it turned out?
Yes.
When's it dropping?
When I get back, hopefully it'll be done. They're right now in editing and all that kind of stuff. And so all of this.
Is it your story or story?
It's my story.
Wow. Yeah. I can't wait to see that. Will you please send me a link when it's ready?
Will.
And I'll promote it on my platforms and get it out there?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really exciting.
That's going to be special, yeah.
Well, you got the exclusive because I didn't tell nobody.
Okay, exclusively on Open Mic. Your husband's getting nervous with you spreading this stuff. I see him. He's sweating back there.
We didn't talk about releasing it that way.
No.
Well, it's just a teaser. You don't have the exact date.
Right.
Subscribe to Thornetta's channels so you can be the first to know.
Yes.
That's the key, right?
That's right.
Because that's
right.
When you get the notices.
That's right.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Thank you.
All right. See you soon.
See you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bon voyage.
Joining us this morning is Mike Morse and Detroit's Top 30. Mike Morse.
Adapt and adapt and change things up a little bit every year.
Thanks for watching Open Mic with Kevin Dietz, and our guest today was Thornetta Davis. a really moving interview. I'm so happy that you came in. Thank you so much. Subscribe to our channel so you can be updated on notices of our podcast and everything else we're doing. Subscribe to Thornetta Davis's stuff so you can find out when her new music video and songs and where she's going to be is coming out. And stay tuned for more episodes. Thanks for watching and listening.